A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
White letters flash on a black background. Awesomeness films. Mist hangs over a lush green valley. Words appear. A Netflix original film. In a field, a teenage girl with black hair trails her fingers over tall grass.
The Forbidden Kiss.
An Awesomeness Films production.
We knew that it was wrong.
An Overbrook Entertainment production.
That he was betrothed to my sister.
A young man stands in the field.
But if this wasn't what he wanted, then why did he come to the Field of Desire?
He walks toward her.
It was fated that we should meet like this.
A pillow smacks her.
Hey!
In a bedroom.
Are we hanging out or what?
A girl stands in the doorway.
I just want to finish this chapter.
Sitting on her bed, the teen reads a book called The Forbidden Kiss. She looks up at a young woman now in the doorway.
Should we go down and help him?
Well, you know he wants to do it himself, but please come help me set the table.
I hate when Dad makes Korean food. It always tastes like butt.
But regardless, whatever Dad puts in front of you, I want you to take a bite and say, just like Mom's, okay?
I was still eating smushed peas when Mom died.
The young man enters the house.
Hey!
I'm not too late, am I? I was trying to meditate, but I ended up falling asleep.
He kisses the young woman.
Smells good, Dr. C.
Hey, Josh!
Josh high-fives the teen.
Laura Jean.
Laura Jean beams.
So, what you cooking?
At the table, Dr. C tries to carve a chunk of meat.
Usually if you just rock this thing back and forth...
It's supposed to fall off the bone.
Hey, Josh, come hang on to this while I saw, would you?
Hey, you know what? The electric knife is in the kitchen, and it'll have that thing ready to eat in 2 seconds. Looks great, Daddy. I'll be back.
I can't believe we're not going to see her until Thanksgiving.
It's going to be Christmas, actually, sweetheart, because Scotland's too far to come back just for Thanksgiving.
Wait, are you kidding? We're not going to see her until Christmas?
Let's look on the bright side. Margo won't be taking the car every day, so you can practice your driving.
I forgot I have to drive with Laura Jean now.
Or just feel free to take the bus.
You know, if you guys are in a bind, I can give you a ride. Not disappearing, I'm right next door.
Or I can drive, and if we get pulled over, we'll just switch places real quick.
Top-notch idea, honey.
What'd I miss?
We were talking about what a bad driver Laura Jean is.
Yeah, we were. But, I mean, we're also talking about airplanes, which, speaking of, I have a surprise for you.
Oh. Josh hands Margo a piece of paper.
Since you couldn't come home for Thanksgiving, I figured I'd bring a little home to you. It's a plane ticket. I'm coming to Scotland.
Hey, look at Josh stepping up.
You already paid for this?
Yeah. I mean, I had a Google alert set for flights as soon as you decided you want to go to school there. Why?
Margo folds the paper. The youngest daughter takes a bite of the meat.
Just like Mom's.
I guess I should tell you a little bit about Josh. He and Margo have been together for the past 2 years. But before Margo even cared that he existed, he was my first boyfriend. Well, space between the words, boy who was a friend.
A series of flashbacks.
I could talk to him about anything. We just really understood one another.
Okay, so, would you rather only drink water for the rest of your life, or you can drink whatever you want, but it has to have a little drop of pee in it.
Let me clear a yellow.
They sit on bleachers.
It has to be a little yellow.
Let me pee. Definitely pee. I can't give up Mountain Dew.
Yeah, definitely. Pee's the only answer.
We didn't stop being friends when Josh and Margo got together. It was just different.
Water. Definitely water.
Margo sits with them.
Yeah, me too. Definitely.
They didn't want me to feel left out, so they invited me everywhere, even on dates.
They sit in a movie theater.
They tried to make it as normal as possible, but I still felt like a third wheel.
Josh and Margo hold hands.
It's not that I wanted to steal my sister's boyfriend or anything. I was super happy for Margo. She deserves a great guy like Josh. And so I wrote him a letter. Now, I wasn't gonna send the letter or anything. It was just for me to understand how I was feeling. But really, I guess it was mainly about how sometimes I imagined what it would have been like if I'd realized how I felt about him sooner.
In the present, Laura Jean watches Josh and Margo argue outside. Laura Jean opens a closet and retrieves a round blue box.
My letters are my most secret possessions. There are 5 total. Kenny from camp, Peter from 7th grade, Lucas from homecoming, Jen Ambrose from Model UN, and Josh.
She holds a letter addressed to Josh.
I write a letter when I have a crush so intense that I don't know what else to do. Rereading my letters reminds me of how powerful my emotions can be, how all-consuming. And Margot would say I'm being dramatic, but I think drama can be fun.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Just as long as nobody else knows about it.
Margot enters with a large box. Lara Jean hides the letters.
Your room's a mess.
Margot crawls onto Lara Jean's bed. She slips under the covers, hugs a pillow, and mopes. Lara Jean sits beside her.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
No. I don't know. I just broke up with Josh.
You did what? Why?
Well, before Mom died, she said I should never go to college with a boyfriend.
But you love him.
I know.
So, do you think you might change your mind?
Margot sits up.
No. No, it's over. So when I was packing for college, I had Daddy make a box of things to take to Goodwill. And I think you should do it too. I made you a box.
Well, I don't really think there's anything I can part with at the moment.
Lara Jean, I'm leaving tomorrow. That means you're gonna be the biggest sister. And you need to set a good example for Kitty. No gorging on chips before dinner and clean room.
Can we go back to talking about how you're sad?
A bird's eye view of a large metropolitan city next to water. Traffic crosses large bridges and cars wind through city streets. A cyclist travels down a street in a suburban neighborhood. Dr. C carries suitcases from the house to the car. In the house, Lara Jean stops in front of Margot's room.
Margot says that when something is no longer useful, you either donate it, recycle it, or throw it away. I always knew she felt that way about objects, but...
Next door, Josh watches Margot.
I didn't think she could feel that about a person.
The family climbs into the car. Next, at an airport. Margot hugs her dad.
Come here.
Next, she hugs Kitty. Finally, she hugs Lara Jean. They hold each other tight.
Hey, you need a magazine. We'll be right back.
Dr. C and Kitty leave the two sisters alone together.
You gonna be okay? Did you have to pick the furthest college you could possibly think of? I mean, who am I supposed to eat lunch with?
I think you should look at this as an opportunity to branch out. Make some new friends.
Nope.
It's junior year. You never know what could happen.
That's what I'm afraid of.
If you need me, I'm just a Skype call away.
Until you start going to pubs and eating haggis with your Scottish friends, and then you forget about all of us.
I can promise you, I will never, ever
eat haggis.
We couldn't decide, so we got you all of them.
That's a road and track. It doesn't sound that interesting, but if you stick with it, come here.
Margot holds the stack of magazines. The family wrap her up in a group hug.
All right, I gotta go.
Margot heads through security. Kitty, Lara Jean, and Dr. C watch her leave.
Think she'll turn around?
Lara Jean shakes her head.
No, that's not Margot.
Margot walks behind a wall and doesn't look back.
Can we have a dog now?
No, but that's a nice try.
A large arched bridge spans over a wide river. At home, Lara Jean spends time in her room. She lays on her bed, jumps on her bed, and gathers up items of clothing and dumps them in a cardboard box. Outside, Dr. C takes a photo of Kitty and Lara Jean. They hold up small chalkboards that read grade 6 and grade 11.
Lara Jean, come on, it's only gonna take a second. Just smile.
Cheese!
Kitty grins wide. Lara Jean smiles.
Sixth grade and junior year. can hardly believe it.
Okay, you ready to go? One sec.
Yeah, give me this.
He takes the chalkboards.
Okay, just, you know, drive safe. I gotta go. You look great.
Kitty runs out of the house with a bike helmet.
All set.
It's very funny.
Very necessary.
At school, Lara Jean walks down a hallway. A large red banner reads, "Welcome back." Lara Jean walks past Josh at his locker. She turns, waves to him, then bumps into a curly-haired girl.
Oh my God, Jen!
Excuse you.
I'm so sorry. I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, it's you.
Jen. Genevieve. We used to be best friends, but post-middle school, for reasons having to do with her popularity and my lack thereof, we are now decidedly not.
Cute boots. Thank you so much for your service.
They're vintage. When I got them on Etsy.
A blonde girl.
And they're amazing.
Not everybody can pull them off. Lara Jean can rock them.
But for you, cuz, well...
Let's just say it's probably a good thing you're playing it safe.
With those, Uggs.
Christine. Chris. Jen's cousin. My best friend. My only friend, really.
You know what, Chrissy? Screw you, because you know the Mike Theodore is cold.
Hey, babe.
Oh, hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Remember Peter? The second non-recipient of one of my love letters. That's this Peter.
Flashback.
Jen's Peter.
A bottle spins on the floor.
Seventh grade. My first real boy-girl party. Everyone knew that Peter and Jen, who at the time was still my BFF, only wanted to kiss each other.
I can spin it again.
Well, you can't cheat the bottle.
A young Peter leans forward and kisses young Lara Jean. Jen's mouth hangs open. In the present.
So I was just complimenting Lara Jean on her government-issued boots. Come on, I see someone we need to say hi to. Bye.
What?
Peter watches Jen walk away.
She just stopped drinking caffeine for some diet. I think she's just in withdrawal, so.
Are you sure she just doesn't have, like, a chemical imbalance?
Right.
Peter gives an awkward look, then heads after Jen.
Do you really think my boots are amazing?
See, if you ask, it ruins the whole vibe.
Be cool. Anyway, you think I'm gonna let my cousin talk trash about you?
Josh watches the girls walk away. Later in the cafeteria, Lara Jean looks around and spots Jen and Peter at a table. Peter whispers in Jen's ear. Lara Jean rolls her eyes. Lara Jean texts, "Chris, where are you?" Chris replies, "Had a Subway craving." Lara Jean wanders through the cafeteria, scanning the tables. Next, she enters the library. She sits down at a table. She unpacks her lunch and bites a carrot. A student points to a sign that reads, "Soft foods only." Lara Jean packs up her lunch and leaves. Outside, she spots Josh sitting on the bleachers.
Hey.
Is this seat taken?
Yeah. What? By you.
Josh removes his headphones. Lara Jean sits down next to him.
I kind of asked. Did she tell you she was going to do it? Because I just figured you guys talk about everything, right? So...
She didn't tell me about this.
Josh hangs his head.
Well, we're still cool, right? We can still talk and, you know, kick it.
Ooh, don't say kick it.
Yes, we are cool.
Josh smiles at Lara Jean. She opens her bag of carrots.
Do you want a carrot?
She hands him a carrot.
I know what you're thinking, but we really were cool. However I felt about Josh, I would never do that to Margot.
They share Josh's headphones.
The middle school cafeteria is so ginormous. Allison wanted to sit next to me at lunch, but so did Brianna, but so did Katie. So I ended up rotating so everyone had time to sit next to me. You know?
Yeah, I could totally relate.
The girls get into a red SUV. Lara Jean puts on her seatbelt. Kitty wears her helmet.
Really?
Of course.
Lara Jean starts the car and shifts into reverse.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Peter stands behind the car.
Good thing I'm wearing my helmet.
Peter taps on the window. Lara Jean rolls it down.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know, people usually check behind them before they reverse, you know, to avoid killing others. It's a thing we do.
Yeah. Well, I'm just not completely comfortable with using my mirrors yet, so...
Yeah, clearly. Do you think you're going to be able to make it out of the parking lot, or...?
Yeah. We're fine. Really, seriously. So you should just go, seriously.
Sure. Whatever you say, Cubby. Hey, you are in charge.
He points to Kitty. Lara Jean rolls up the window.
Who is that?
That was Peter Kavinsky.
What are we waiting for?
We're waiting for the rest of the cars to leave.
Oh my gosh.
Night. At home, the girls watch Golden Girls on a laptop.
What do you think Margo's doing tonight?
Crack.
Kitty, why would you say that?
It's how Scottish people say fun. Like, you're a good crack. I looked it up.
It's weird not having her here, huh?
It's weird not having Josh here, too. I miss his Blanche impression.
How many boyfriends could a naive farmer's daughter possibly have had? 56.
The girls lay on a couch and grin.
Excuse me? I
had about 56, you know, Lara Jean, if you had a boyfriend, then maybe you wouldn't have to drive at all because he would take us places.
If that's what it takes, I think you're stuck with me.
I don't know. What about the guy you almost killed the other day?
He's dating Jen.
So? It's not just that. Don't you find it kind of depressing that it's Saturday night and you're having a Golden Girls marathon with your little sister?
No. I love the Golden Girls and I love hanging out with you.
Okay. I'm not telling you this to make you feel bad, but Lara Jean, I'm 11 and I canceled plans to be here tonight. And well, you're 16 and I don't think you had anything else going on. Am I right?
That is way harsh, Kitty.
The truth hurts, Lara Jean.
Later, Lara Jean sleeps on the couch. Kitty peeks over the back of the couch, blows, and waves her hand in Lara Jean's face. Lara Jean doesn't move. Kitty sneaks upstairs. She goes into Lara Jean's room and closes the door. She crosses to the closet and turns on the light. Daytime. Students run on the school track, including Chris and Lara Jean.
What'd you do last night?
I finished another book. It was so good.
Another bodicer for you, little purr.
I enjoy them for their camp.
Yeah, right.
Peter.
Don't worry, girl. No judgment.
Hey, can I talk to you?
Me?
Yeah.
Hey, PK. Heard my cousin dumped you for a college student. That true?
I heard you have a tail. Is that true, Chris?
Yep, really cute. Like a little piggy.
I didn't talk to her. I need to talk to Lara Jean. Alone?
Chris looks at Peter and Lara Jean.
If you need me, I'll be in the nurse's office with a migraine, Googling Justin Trudeau shirtless.
She leaves.
Look, I just want to say that I appreciate it, but it's never going to happen.
I'm sorry, what?
Okay, from what I remember of that kiss, it was hot, you know, for being in seventh grade. And look, I think it's really cool that you think I have golden specks in my eyes. It's just, Jen and I...
Peter holds one of Lara Jean's love letters. Lara Jean spots a letter. She faints. She flops on the track. Flashback. A bottle spins in the center of kids seated in a circle. In the past, Peter leans in for a kiss.
Wake up!
She opens her eyes.
Are you okay?
What happened?
You fainted.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, give me a hand. And the other one, too. Come on. Okay. Come on, you got this. Okay. There we go.
Peter helps her sit up.
Okay, now do you want me to call someone, get you some water?
No, I'm okay.
You sure?
Lara Jean rubs the back of her neck. She spots Josh walking toward her with a letter in his hand.
Oh, my God.
Memories of Josh flash in Lara Jean's mind.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
She throws herself on top of Peter and kisses him.
Hey! Stop that! Two more laps for you, Cubby.
She crawls off of Peter.
Thank you.
Whoa.
Peter sits up. Lara Jean sprints past Josh.
Lara Jean!
Josh turns and looks at Peter. He lies on the track, stunned. Lara Jean runs into a bathroom and locks herself in a stall.
Hey, Lara Jean, you in there?
No.
A hand slides a letter addressed to Lucas James under the stall door. Flashback.
Hi, Lucas.
Hey, Lara Jean.
At a Titanic-themed dance, Lara Jean sits next to Lucas.
That ascot looks really cool on you.
Oh, yeah, thanks. It's actually a cravat.
He gestures to her hair.
I really like your braid crown.
Oh, cool. Yeah. My sister did it.
Still.
Lara Jean shrugs and smiles.
Do you maybe want to dance?
Oh my God, I never thought you'd ask.
Lucas holds her hands and leads her to the dance floor. Lucas twirls her on the crowded dance floor. The flashback ends.
Look, I didn't mean to barge in on you. I just saw you run in here and I wanted to make sure you're okay. And,
Lara Jean holds the letter.
Thought you might want that back. It seemed a little personal.
Lucas, know that I wrote this years ago.
Freshman homecoming, right?
She exits the bathroom stall.
I had a lot of fun that night, too. But I feel like I should tell you, though. You know I'm gay, right?
I did not.
Yes, of course. Yes, I did.
But don't, like, tell anyone, though. I'm out and I'm not ashamed. You know, my mom knows. My dad kinda knows. It's just
high school. Yeah.
A bird's eye view of Lara Jean's red SUV. At home, she rushes upstairs. Kitty drops her backpack. Dr. C cooks in the kitchen.
Hey, sweetheart.
Lara Jean checks her closet, then runs downstairs.
Have you seen a green sort of teal box thing? And it has fabric on top of it, it's round, and there's a bow on it.
Wow. No hi, Dad. No why are you home early? Oh, maybe because your patient delivered in under 6 hours, you brought a brand new life into the world, and you're home
I really
to make...
need to know where my fabric box thing is, okay? Mom gave it to me, and it's very important.
I don't know, sweetie. Maybe it went out with the Goodwill boxes.
The Goodwill boxes?
Flashback. Lara Jean packs items in a cardboard box.
No.
Hey, you got some mail.
Lara Jean grabs a letter stamped with return to sender. Kitty's eyes dart to the left.
It's all your fault. I hate everyone.
What's our problem?
Moon day?
Menstruation is science. Nothing to do with the moon.
Says you, Dr. Man. But the goddess within says it's a sacred rhythm that represents the deepest celebration of womanhood.
Lara Jean paces in her room.
The letters are out. They're out. There's nothing you can do about it. Silver lining, Kenny's letter was addressed to the bunks at camp. So, at least he'll never find out how hard you were crushing after that game of Chubby Bunny.
You really ought to relax.
Josh appears to Lara Jean.
I know you love me.
Loved.
past tense. You're Margot's.
Dear Josh, I lie awake at night and imagine running my fingers through your hair, feeling your strong arms around.
Shut up. You're not real.
Outside, Josh walks up to the house.
I'm more real to you than he is.
What are you doing?
Clothes clutter the floor.
Nothing?
Laura Jean, Josh is here.
You never saw me.
Laura Jean climbs out a second-story window, tumbles onto the roof, and rolls over the edge. She scrambles to her feet, hops onto her bike, and pedals away from the house. Next, she leans her bike against a building with a sign that reads, Corner Cafe. She watches her bike as it slides down the wall. Inside the cafe, she pounds a straw on the counter, tears off the wrapper, and shoves the straw into a soda. She takes a drink.
Hey, coffee?
Peter sits on a stool next to her. A waitress approaches.
Huh? Anything for your friend?
He's not with me.
I'd like a chocolate shake. Thanks.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, what you doing here?
What do you mean? I'm just here to take down one of those chocolate shakes. Yeah.
Cool.
Actually, I stopped at your house and your sister said that you would probably be here. Look, I just want to be super clear.
Okay.
Okay, I'm flattered. I am, but Jen and I, like, just broke up,
so... Are you trying to reject me right now?
Well, yeah, because it didn't really seem like it took back the first time.
Peter Kavinsky, I'm not trying to date you.
Okay, well, yeah, but your mouth is saying something, but then your mouth said something completely different.
What?
The waitress delivers his milkshake.
Thank you. Joan.
Peter reads her name tag. Joan leaves.
Okay, so here's the thing. I don't actually like you. I just had to make it look like I liked you so somebody else wouldn't think that I liked them.
Oh, okay. Okay, who?
What?
Who? You gotta tell me who this mystery stud is, otherwise I'm just gonna go on believing that you have a secret tattoo of my face on your ass.
No.
Okay, well, should I just tell the rest of the school that you wrote me a love letter?
Okay, fine. It's Josh Sanderson.
Wait, hold on. Sanderson, doesn't that guy date your sister?
Yeah. Well, he dated my sister in the past tense. And he also got a letter, so you can see how awkward and complicated that one's gonna get if he thinks that I actually...
Whoa, hold on. Stop. I am not the only guy that got a letter.
She shakes her head.
Wow, you really think that you're special, and then you find out that she wrote love letters to two guys.
Well, I wrote 5 letters, so don't go feeling too special.
You wrote 5 love letters?
Yeah.
Damn, Covey, you're a player. Who else did you write letters to?
If I tell you, will you leave me alone?
Maybe.
Okay, Lucas James.
He's gay.
You don't know that.
Everyone knows that. Who else?
Someone from camp and someone that I went to Model UN with in the 5th grade.
She grabs her purse.
So, are we good here?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, great.
Wait. Is that sparkly bike out front? Is that your ride?
Yeah.
Peter slowly nods his head. Next, he pulls up to Laura Jean's house.
Thanks for driving me. I'm sorry for the whole jumping you thing.
Could have been worse, right? So what are you going to say to Sanderson?
Well, I guess I'm going to have to tell him the truth.
Yeah, but, what is the truth? I mean, do you like him? Do you not like him?
It's not your problem, Peter.
Laura Jean hops out of the Jeep. Laura Jean wheels her bike up to the house. Peter catches up to her.
Hey, no, hold on. What if you didn't tell him?
What?
Yeah, what if, we let people think that we were actually together, just for a little while, and not just Sanderson. I mean, everybody.
Why would you want that?
Well, for starters, when Jen heard that you kissed me, she went nuts. And if she thinks that you and I are a thing, then she'll want to get back together.
Oh, so you want to use me as your pawn?
Oh, see, technically, you used me as your pawn first when you jumped me.
Laura Jean thinks for a moment, then walks away.
Look, you don't have to give me an answer now. Just think about it, okay?
Yep, don't hold your breath.
Lara Jean leans her bike on the front porch and goes inside the house. Peter smiles to himself and spots Josh next door.
Yo, Sanderson, yeah?
Taking Lara Jean home?
Looks like it.
Josh puts a garbage bin by the curb. Peter crosses to his Jeep.
Hey, how long you two been hanging out?
Not long.
The boys look at each other for a long moment. Peter gets in his Jeep. Josh watches him drive away. In her room, Lara Jean lies on the floor with her phone. A message shows 3 missed calls from Josh.
Will you just call me?
Okay, stop.
Because there's so much I want to talk to you about.
Stop, this is all
music I want to share with you. Tattoos I want to get.
Stop.
With you.
Josh, this cannot happen.
We'd be so great together.
Oh my God, shut it.
Lara Jean lies between imaginary Josh and imaginary Peter.
It's a cool trip, right? You want to see me do it again?
Both boys vanish. Lara Jean sits up.
Oh my God.
Lara Jean marches across the school athletic field. Students play lacrosse.
Hey, Kavinsky.
Peter wears a mask and gloves and carries a lacrosse stick. He crosses to Lara Jean and removes his mask.
What?
Let's do this.
He raises his eyebrows and grins. He leans in and kisses Lara Jean. Lara Jean turns and finds the lacrosse team staring at her.
I'm going to Trey. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
Carry on.
As you were.
Later.
So.
They sit together.
First things first, we need to have a contract so we're on the same page about the rules.
Guy rules? Come on, you really know how to zap the fun out of a situation.
Well, it's important to know where you stand on certain issues.
Okay, like what?
Well, for example, I don't want you to kiss me anymore.
Are you crazy? Who's gonna believe that we're in a relationship if I'm not allowed to kiss you?
Well, you know, you might be the James Dean of this kind of stuff, but I've never had a boyfriend before.
You have the references of an 80-year-old woman. And what does that matter?
It matters because I don't want all my firsts to be fake. If I'm gonna be making out with someone, I'm gonna do it for real.
Okay, but you kissed me first.
This is non-negotiable.
Fine.
Peter stands and grabs a sports drink.
But we need to figure something out because people are gonna get very suspicious if I'm not allowed to touch you.
Okay, you have a point. How about this? You can put your hand in my back pocket.
Hand in your back pocket?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is that?
16 candles. It's the opening image. It's a couple's thing.
Yeah, I mean, maybe in the 70s.
16 candles was the 80s. John Hughes? Nothing?
Mm.
Okay. 2 more rules. You have to watch 16 Candles with me because it's a classic. And we can never tell anyone that this relationship is fake because it would be too humiliating for the both of us.
Duh. First rule of Fight Club.
What?
Are you serious?
He sits across from her.
You've never seen Fight Club? Oh my God. Okay, write it down. Double feature. After we watch the Candles movie, we are watching Fight Club.
Fight Club, 16 Candles. No snitching.
She writes in a notebook.
Anything else?
Peter turns away, thinks for a moment, then looks at Lara Jean.
I could write you notes every day.
She smiles.
You do that?
Sure. Just, Jen was always on me to write her them. I never did, so if I start sending them to you, she'll be pissed.
Lara Jean's mouth falls open.
How romantic.
Also, you have to come with me to my lacrosse games and parties.
Then you have to pick up my sister and I and drive us to school every single day.
Okay.
Peter grabs a notebook.
But you're coming with me on the ski trip.
Peter adds ski trip to the list.
Whoa. The Adler High ski trip was infamous for being the location where more students lost their virginity than senior week and prom combined. I have never been. Obviously.
That's like 3 months away from now. Do you really think we're still gonna be doing this by then?
Let's call it a contingency.
Look, no one in their right mind is gonna let their boyfriend go on that trip without them. So, if we are still doing this by the time it comes around, you have to go with me.
I'm certain that by the time the ski trip comes around, Peter and I will be ancient history. And that is the only reason I say.
Okay. Deal.
Peter and Lara Jean sign their names at the bottom of the list. Lara Jean extends her hand. Peter shakes it. A banner at school reads, October, at home.
Go on, kitty. We're gonna be late for school.
I hate taking the bus. Can you please just man up and start driving?
Actually.
Peter pulls up in front of the house.
Hey, y'all ready?
Oh, hell yes.
Kitty gets in the back of the Jeep. Lara Jean sits in the front.
Hey, LJ, what is that?
A Korean yogurt smoothie. And my name, thanks for asking, is Catherine Song Cubby. Kitty to my friends. You can call me Catherine.
Yes, ma'am. She's spicy.
Kitty, put on your seatbelt. So, how exactly do you know my sister again?
Well, I guess I'm her boyfriend.
Lara Jean's eyes widen.
Can I have some of that?
Sure.
Kitty shares her smoothie with Peter. He takes a drink.
Oh, wow. That is really good. Hey, what do I have to do to get you to bring me one of these tomorrow?
You're driving us again?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, you can call me Kitty.
Peter leans toward Lara Jean.
Progress.
Lara Jean nods. At school, students watch Lara Jean and Peter walk together through the cafeteria.
I was used to being invisible, but now people were looking at me, talking about me.
Peter's hand rests in Lara Jean's back pocket of her jeans. He spins her around.
Thank you.
This is for you.
Peter hands Lara Jean a note with a heart on it. At a nearby table, Jen stares at the couple.
Good job.
Peter whispers to Lara Jean. He walks away. Lara Jean looks around the cafeteria, then leaves.
It's weird and somewhat off-putting to be congratulated on doing nothing more than accepting a note and having a nice pocket for someone to stick their hand into. But I guess that's where my life has taken me.
Chris grabs Lara Jean's arm and pulls her into a room.
This Kaminsky thing is insane. Who knew you had a secret boner for the king of the cafeteria crowd?
I know, I'm just as shocked as you are.
Did Margot freak?
Actually, you know, I've been avoiding her calls, so she doesn't know yet.
In Lara Jean's bedroom.
Hi, Margot. How's college? So listen, did I mention that I have a fake boyfriend?
She sits alone on her bed.
Yeah, it's Peter Kavinsky. How did it start? That's a funny story because it definitely was not because I was trying to convince your ex-boyfriend that I wasn't in love with him, that's for sure. Oh, shit.
She answers a video call.
Hi.
Hi, finally.
Margot.
I feel like we haven't talked in forever, so tell me everything.
Well, you know, I'm just making cupcakes tonight for Kitty's bake sale.
Cupcakes? No, it's so much easier to do brownies.
Well, I already bought all the ingredients for cupcakes, and you're not really here, so.
Okay, fine. Do cupcakes. I'm sure they'll be great. So, have you seen Josh at all lately?
Hmm? What? No? Why would I be seeing Josh?
I don't know, because he's our neighbor. Is everything okay with you?
No, sorry. I'm just so excited to get to these cupcakes. So actually, I think I'm gonna go and do that, but it was so good to see you, Margot.
No, wait, Lara Jean.
Okay, bye.
She presses a button on her laptop and hangs up. In the kitchen, she mixes ingredients in a bowl. Lara Jean opens the door.
Hey.
Peter.
Who are you supposed to be, the Pillsbury Doughboy?
No, I'm making cupcakes for Kitty's bake sale.
Can I come in?
Sure.
Cool. You know, it's easier if you make something that you can cut into squares, like brownies. I mean, I'm just saying, my mom used to do it for my brother, so.
Lara Jean cracks an egg.
Peter Kavinsky, what are you doing here?
What, did you not read my note? I'm taking you to Greg's party.
I'm not going to that.
Yeah, you are. One, Jen is gonna be there, and two,
parties are in the contract.
Sorry, Peter, I can't.
Deal's a deal.
You can't what?
Dr. Covey.
Is that Peter Kavinsky? Little Peter Kavinsky, you're as tall as me now.
Hey, it's good to see you again, Dr. Covey.
You can call me Dan.
I'm just here to pick up Lara Jean, take her to a friend's party. The parents will be home, and I will definitely have her home early. Is it all right if we go?
Yes.
No. I can't go. I have to finish these cupcakes.
I think Kitty and I can handle some cupcakes. Why don't you go have fun with your friend, Peter Kavinsky? Get dressed, get changed. You look like a crazy lady.
Dr. Covey pushes Lara Jean out of the kitchen.
No drinking, no drugs, no hands.
You got it.
Night falls. Lara Jean and Peter walk up the steps of a palatial home with tall columns.
Nope, we're going. It's in the contract.
They step into a grand foyer with a large staircase. Lara Jean pulls her hair into a ponytail with a scrunchie.
What do you got?
Huh?
Give me this.
What? No.
What?
No, give me that back.
I am keeping it. I like your hair back.
He takes the scrunchie.
You look pretty. I'll prove it to you.
He pulls out his phone and takes a photo of Lara Jean.
See?
Fine. You can't lose it, okay? That's my favorite scrunchie.
Deal. Give me your phone.
Why?
Would you trust me?
She hands Peter her phone. He snaps a selfie with it.
All right, you need to make this your new background.
So what's your new background?
Girl, come on. You know I already got it.
He holds up his phone. Lara Jean's picture fills the screen.
Let go.
Maybe I just
come
back.
On.
They hold hands and enter the party.
Pete.
Friends play beer pong.
Oh, I told you I never miss.
Welcome to the party.
It's gorgeous out here. Is this your new pad, huh?
Yeah, well, it's my parents' pad, but I'll take credit.
I'm gonna go get you a drink. Some drinks.
Cool, yeah.
I got you. You want something?
Yeah.
Hey, Lara Jean.
Yeah.
Come, Silas.
Silas. Nice talk.
Lara Jean sits on a couch next to Jen and another girl.
So, Dish.
What's up with you and Kavinsky?
Oh, no, don't push her. She's shy.
What do you want to know? Everything. When? How? How far? H on B? H on C? H up and down on P? T on C?
Sorry. What are we talking about again?
You know, forget it, because clearly they haven't done anything, so.
Well, how would you know that, Jen?
Because I know Peter. And I know Lara Jean.
Lara Jean nods and looks away.
I'm gonna get a refill. Can I get you anything? Like a juice box or chocolate milk?
You know, actually, Peter's going to get me a drink. But thank you so much for offering.
Ooh, what's up, babe?
Oh, hi.
Peter hands her a drink and sits next to her. Jen leaves. Lara Jean cringes.
Why is beer so vinegary?
Oh.
He switches drinks.
Kombucha is, though. Driving, you know?
You drink kombucha?
Hmm? Yeah, it's good for your digestion.
Peter pulls his phone out of his back pocket. He takes a photo of the two of them.
All right, go ahead, you do.
Lara Jean kisses his cheek and smiles in photos. Later, Lucas finds Lara Jean in the crowd.
Hey.
Boom.
Hey.
Hi, I didn't know you came.
Well, here I am. So you're here with Kavinsky, huh? I guess those letters work.
Yeah, but you gotta keep it a secret.
Hey, your filthy little secret safe with me. What's that?
In a bathroom.
Whoa, hey, occupied.
Peter dries his hands. Jen walks in.
Lara Jean Covey, really?
What do you care?
Jen looks at Peter, then touches the scrunchie on his arm.
Aw, this is so cute. Is this hers?
She takes the scrunchie off his arm. She wraps it around her long, curly hair.
How do I look?
You look good, Jen. You always look good. Come on, give it back.
No, I'm gonna keep it for a while, okay? Don't worry. I won't tell.
Lara Jean and Lucas.
Go ahead, try it.
Not gonna lie to you, that sounds nasty.
She encourages him to drink.
Bottoms up.
Peter approaches.
Hey, you wanna get out of here and grab some food?
Lucas gags.
Oh, no, go ahead. Go.
Okay,
see you later.
Bye.
Peter and Lara Jean sit together at the corner cafe.
You did so good tonight. Jen was pissed.
Yeah, well, I just hope she doesn't put glass in my smoothie on Monday, so.
I love how you're not afraid of her.
No, I'm terrified of her.
Mm-mm. But you don't let her steamroll over you. Like that day in school when she was being a complete bitch about your shoes.
You remember that?
Yeah, are you kidding me? Of course. I mean, I couldn't say anything because we were together and everything, but I mean, those shoes weren't just cool. I mean, I thought that they were kind of hot.
Look, Jen's gorgeous, but you have way better style.
Thank you. You need anything else?
No, I think we're good.
Okay. The waitress clears her plates. Lara Jean gets up from the table. Peter checks his phone.
She just makes me so angry sometimes.
We're still talking about her?
Like tonight, okay? She barely talks to me when we're at the party, and then we leave, and I have like 1,000 texts from her.
Okay, well, have you been responding?
No, I don't. I think I just call her when I get home or something.
So you guys still talk on the phone then?
I mean, not as much as we used to, but yeah, sometimes.
Lara Jean nods slowly.
What?
Hmm?
What is it? You do this thing, you had this whole judgy face scenario going on.
Well, I guess I just think that it's really weird that you still talk to your ex-girlfriend on the phone. It's not healthy.
Oh, I'm sorry, and you're the expert here? You've never even had a boyfriend.
Well, you only have one girlfriend, and you're completely obsessed with her, so that doesn't necessarily make you the bachelor.
Okay, one, I am not obsessed with her.
Okay. So then prove it.
She sits down across from Peter.
Don't call her tonight.
You know, for someone who is quiet all the time, you sure have a lot of opinions.
Yeah, well, I think that's just because no one's ever been honest with you before.
Okay, fine. Be honest with me, then. Why haven't you ever had a boyfriend?
I don't know. I guess no one's ever liked me like that.
Lies. Lies. I know that those are lies because I know for a fact that Carlos Myers asked you to spring formal last year and you said no.
Are you keeping tabs on me?
Come on, Covey. You had to talk to me. I mean, what happened to No Secrets? Fight Club. Remember?
She looks down at the table.
Okay. So love and dating. I love to read about it and it's fun to write about and to think about in my head, but when it's real.
She looks up at Peter.
What? You know, scary?
Yeah.
Why? Why is that scary?
Because the more people that you let into your life, the more that can just walk right out.
It's like your mom, right?
She nods.
Did you know that my dad left us?
Yeah, that was a while ago, right?
Two summers ago. He's got a new wife and kid now.
I'm so sorry,
no,
Peter.
No, it's fine. I don't usually talk about it. I felt like maybe you'd understand because of your mom. Not that it is anywhere near the same thing.
No, it's totally fine. I completely understand. Yeah, it's hard, huh?
It's whatever.
Well, we don't have to talk about it, but it's not whatever.
I think it's funny. You say that you're scared of commitment and relationships. But you don't seem to be afraid to be with me.
Well, there's no reason to be.
Yeah.
Peter leans in.
Why is that?
Lara Jean shrugs.
Because we're just pretending.
Peter leans back in his chair.
Right. Of course. Lara Jean Covey, ladies and gentlemen, you can count on her to be honest. Always.
He gets up from the table.
Wait, Peter. Are we cool?
Yeah, wait, we're fine, Covey. Thank you for coming to the party tonight.
Peter takes the bill and leaves Lara Jean at the table. At home, Lara Jean heads upstairs, enters her bedroom, and closes the door. She leans against the door. She takes her phone out of her purse and looks at an Instagram photo Peter posted of the two of them. A caption reads, "Me and Bae." She sends a text. Bae, you are such a dork. She clutches her phone. Her face is serious and sullen. A blowing kiss emoji appears on her phone. A grin spreads across her face. A banner at school reads, November.
Fake dating Peter was getting easier and easier. I always ate with him in the cafeteria and was even becoming friends with some of his friends.
Greg sits next to her.
Don't touch my fries. Listen, Lara Jean, I was thinking about your name, right? Lara Jean, put them together, you get Lara Jean! Lara Jean!
They were nothing like my old friends.
I'm on to a new nickname for you, Largie. It's funny because she's
no. Greg lifts her up and spins her.
But it was fun to be part of a group. Of course, there were still moments I wanted to disappear.
Lara Jean spots Josh. Next, he visits her house.
Hey, can we talk now?
She joins him outside.
I can't believe you're dating Kavinsky.
Why? I mean, is it so unbelievable that someone could like me?
No, it's unbelievable that you're like this sweet, innocent girl, and he's a complete dick. I don't get it.
You know, you make me sound really boring, right, Josh? I'm not that innocent.
Okay.
Okay. Well, great. If that was the reason you came over to talk to me, then
She heads for the door.
Wait. Look.
Josh looks around, then back at Lara Jean.
Look, did you mean what you wrote in the letter?
I don't know. Okay, it was a long time ago.
Well, not for me, all right? This is all news, so, like, I'm trying to understand here.
There's nothing to understand. Look, it was a mistake. You should have never seen it.
I did see it. All right, so what am I supposed to do?
Not tell Margo?
Margo's not even talking to me, all right? You don't have to worry about that.
Lara Jean shrugs and shakes her head.
Sorry. Thanks,
That's it? Margo dumps me, you're dating Kavinsky, and we can't even be friends anymore?
Josh, I don't know how to be friends with you like this. We can't go back to how it was before you and Margo were dating. And we definitely can't go back to how it was when you and Margo were dating.
Look, had I known I was gonna lose both of you like this, I wouldn't—
Stop. Don't finish that sentence.
Lara Jean backs away from Josh.
You can't just ignore
me.
No,
we can't talk. Sorry.
She goes inside. Josh leaves. Later, Peter, Lara Jean, and Kitty watch 16 Candles.
Go away, I call it
I'm sorry, isn't this character Long Dong Duck, like, kind of racist?
Not kind of, extremely racist.
So why do you like this movie?
Why are you even asking that question? Hello, Jake Ryan.
I'm way better looking than that guy.
You wish.
Oh? Yeah? Incoming!
Peter throws a pillow at Kitty. She hits him with another pillow.
I just hope that Kitty wasn't getting too attached. In fact, I wish we could have kept our families out of it altogether.
At Peter's house.
We are so happy to finally meet you, Lara Jean. So Peter tells me that you have two sisters.
Yes, I have an older sister who just left for college, and I have a younger sister who's Owen's age.
Aw, well, your mom must love having girls. And me, I'm stuck with these two heathens.
Mom, I told you that Lara Jean's mother passed away when she was little.
I am so sorry, Lara Jean.
Actually, she did love having girls. Although, Kitty is definitely still a heathen.
Peter's mother smiles. After supper, Peter and Lara Jean clean up.
So Owen's a pretty shy kid, huh?
Yeah.
You know, I think that Kitty could help with that.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think they would be good friends.
Probably. Yeah. Hey, I'm really sorry about what my mom said to you.
No, it's okay. Honestly, you know, it's nice talking about her like it's normal. Like it's not some tragedy.
Peter loads dishes into a dishwasher. Lara Jean sits on the kitchen counter.
Is it weird not having your dad around?
It's not as weird as it used to be. Sometimes I walk around the house and see that he's not in any of the photos anymore, though. And I really miss him. But then I think about, you know, everything he's doing with his new family that he used to do with us, and I get so mad that I'm glad he's gone.
You don't mean that.
She shakes her head.
You can be mad at someone and still miss them.
He raises his eyebrows and gives a slight nod.
I bet you really miss your mom, huh?
She nods.
Yeah. Every day. But you know, it's been so long now that, like, okay, it's like this. I'll be doing my homework, or I will be washing dishes or something, and I'm thinking about my family, and I forget that there was a time where it wasn't just my dad and my sisters. And it only happens for like a quarter of a second, but I feel really, really guilty about it. I've never told anyone that before.
I mean, I get it. Makes sense to me. I don't actually hate my dad. I didn't mean it like that. At least he's not, you know.
Dead.
Sorry.
She smiles.
It's okay. It's actually really nice having someone to talk to about this stuff. You're a good listener.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. You are too.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
A school banner reads, December.
Being with Peter was so easy that sometimes I let myself pretend it wasn't fake.
Okay, so remind me again why we have to eat these subs under the bleachers. Dude, we can't have these contraband Subway cups out in the open. Don't want the powers that be catching onto my lunchtime truancy vibes. P.S. That sub is tight, right?
I don't know, Peter.
It's like you don't have time for me anymore.
Literally, all you do is hang out with her.
Am I supposed to just wait around for you like an idiot while you're off with this college guy? I mean,
we should get out of here. This one's private.
Are you insane? That's your boyfriend.
Seriously, he's not a good listener.
And they're talking about you.
It's because he's not at your beck and call like I am. Jen, you can't keep doing this to me.
Jen and Peter sit on the bleachers.
But she's not coming on the ski trip, is she? Because that's our thing.
What does it matter? You have a boyfriend.
Yeah, but maybe by then, I won't. Dude, Jen is after your man.
Chris stares wide-eyed at Laura Jean.
I'm sorry. You know, I know you don't want to hear about Peter's stuff, but I guess I needed to talk to someone I thought might understand.
I just feel like the more used to him I get, the more it's going to hurt when he inevitably gets back together with Jen. And I'm so mad at myself because I should have seen this coming.
Laura Jean stands with Josh in a hallway.
Yeah, well.
He shrugs with his arms folded.
I don't know what to tell you. It sucks. Sorry.
Laura Jean.
Peter waits at the end of the hallway.
I'm gonna wait.
You better not.
Laura Jean grabs her backpack and walks away.
I'll see you later.
What do you think the people are gonna say when they see my girlfriend cozying up next to Sanderson?
What do you think people are gonna say when they hear that you're practically begging to get back together with Jen on the bleachers?
Oh, what, so you're spying on me now?
Not intentionally.
Okay, so I was talking to Jen. So what, you don't even post about us on your Instagram?
Yeah, because I don't want my sisters to see.
Yeah, like Kitty's gonna care.
I'm not talking about Kitty, I'm talking about Marco. Look, Peter, I don't think either one of us thought that this was gonna go on for this long, okay? But Josh and I are cool. Jen is sufficiently jealous. I think that we need to call it.
I cannot believe that you're trying to break up with me before the ski trip. That's in the contract.
Yeah, only if we were still together.
We are still together. You're just trying to pull out because you're scared.
What do I have to be scared about?
Peter shrugs.
You tell me, Covey.
How do you tell your fake boyfriend you can't go skiing with him because you're starting to have real feelings? You can't. So you pivot.
I'll go if Chris goes.
Chris.
I'm not denying you your right to put food on the table for your family.
I just think it's a little odd that a man would want to become a gynecologist. Like, when you were in college, you thought, ah, I'd really love to look at vaginas all day.
Chris corners Dr. Covey.
Gonna leave the kitchen now, Christine.
Laura Jean enters.
Hi, guys.
Hi, honey.
Hey.
Hi, Dad.
They high five.
So what's up? Why is your boyfriend harassing me about coming on the ski trip? You know I don't do school functions.
Yes, and that is why I told him
I would only go if you would, knowing that you wouldn't.
Wait. You have to go. Jen's definitely gonna make a move on Peter if you stay home.
So let her. I'm sick of having her little snake eyes on me all the time.
Dude, no. Jen always gets whatever she wants, and it's bullshit. You get Peter. I'll make sure of it. I'm coming on that trip.
You know, I'm really tired of you using me to get back at Jen.
It's not just that. Since you've been with Peter, well, I don't know, LJ. I've never seen you so happy.
Honey, she's right. I'm sorry, I wasn't eavesdropping, but I haven't seen you have so much fun going to parties and making new friends. You made your old man very happy.
Dr. Covey heads upstairs. Chris smiles at Laura Jean.
That was kind of sweet.
A chartered bus sits in front of the school.
Thanks, Dad. I'll see you in a couple days.
Well, honey, we need to talk about your sexual health.
No, no, please no.
As your father, I think you're too young to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that most unwanted teenage pregnancies are the result of expecting abstinence? Now, I know that you're smart enough not to do things just because a boy may want you to.
Okay. Let's make this end.
It's your decision. I want you to be safe.
He gives her condoms in an envelope.
Dad, why are you giving me these?
Pulling out's not protection.
Oh my God, I'm getting out of the car.
She gets out of the car and grabs a suitcase from the back seat.
Don't forget to have fun.
Yes, well, I have a lot of rubbers for that, specifically.
Laura Jean steps onto the bus. She spots Peter in a window seat. He waves two fingers at her. She walks past him.
Oh, hey, where are you going?
You know, I'm gonna go sit with Chris.
Chris, come on, look at her. She's sleeping. I saw on her Snapchat she was up all night at this EDM concert thing.
Oh, well, that's more reason to go sit with her. You know, don't want her to go swallowing her tongue or anything.
She sits next to Chris as she sleeps.
Oh.
Jen appears behind Peter.
Is this seat taken?
Peter looks back at Laura Jean.
No.
He slides into his seat. Jen smiles and sits next to him. Laura Jean wakes up Chris.
This was a mistake. Ow. Tell me about it. I can't believe I let you convince me to go on a trip that requires getting up before 7.
Chris lays her head on Laura Jean's shoulder. A bird's eye view follows the bus as it drives along a forested road. Snow covers the branches of tall evergreen trees. Snow-capped mountains loom on the horizon. The bus arrives at a ski resort.
Who goes to an EDM concert on a school night?
Lots of people do. And it wasn't necessarily like an EDM concert. It was more like a rock.
Oh, okay.
All right, so they said, Greg, make sure everyone sleeps in their assigned rooms. And I said, overruled. Sleep where you want, sluts.
Greg tosses key cards into the air.
Where are the chaperones?
See you on the Black Diamond, Peter. Last one down the slope goes the other hot toddy.
Laura Jean looks across the room at Peter.
Go get your mates. Are you kidding? I can't go down the Black Diamond. I don't even know how to put on the boots.
You're not gonna ski. What are you planning on doing all weekend?
I came prepared.
Laura Jean unzips her backpack and pulls out a romance novel.
Oh no, this is a major backslide for you. Lucas.
So, dude?
Can you help me convince LJ to come ski with us?
Yeah, right. You think I'm going skiing? It's cold outside. I don't do cold.
What? Well, I have Korean face masks.
Lucas and Laura Jean peel off face masks.
So you guys have been faking it this entire time?
Yes. And you have to promise not to tell anyone, okay? It's just, I'm so confused. Just had to let it out.
They lounge in a hotel room.
Look, I do not care about the genesis of it all. I just know that homeboy likes you. I mean, I can tell by the way he looks at you.
Okay, how does he look at me?
Not like your sexy little Rubik's Cube. He can't really figure you out, but, you know, he's having a lot of fun trying.
It doesn't matter. He's still so obsessed with Jen, and I'm just another one of those stupid girls who fell for Kavinsky. It's embarrassing.
Look, every guy, you know, gets a little bit obsessed with their first,
you know, wow, chicken wow,
no.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, let's look at the facts, shall we? The whole fake relationship was his idea. You came up with a no-kissing rule, and you're the one who keeps trying to break up with him, and you're also the one who's currently carb-loading with a gay man while he's probably waiting for you in the hot tub. So I'd say, if there's anyone who stupidly fell for somebody who doesn't like them back, it's not you. It's Kavinsky.
You think he's waiting for me in the hot tub?
Hell yeah.
At night, Peter sits alone in the hot tub. A white light glows under the water, and mist rises off the surface. Lara Jean walks outside wearing slippers and a winter jacket over her nightgown.
All by yourself out here?
Peter looks at Lara Jean, then stares down at the water.
So what? Now you're ignoring me?
Oh, I'm the one ignoring you.
Peter trails his hand across the mist. Lara Jean climbs steps to the edge of the hot tub and sits down.
Well, sorry I'm not a good skier. You didn't even offer to teach me.
Oh, and I'm supposed to be sweet to you after you just don't sit with me on the bus ride up here.
Well, shouldn't you be thanking me that you got to sit next to who you actually wanted to be?
You know, for someone who has such good grades, be so dense sometimes.
What?
Yeah, I wanted to sit next to you, Large. I even packed the snacks. I asked Kitty where to find those yogurt drinks you like so much.
The Korean grocery store is all the way across town.
Yeah, I know. So if I went all the way across town to get you something that you like, then that means...
You must really like yogurt?
He splashes water at her.
You are impossible.
She takes off her slippers and puts her feet in the water.
I'm sorry I didn't sit next to you.
Lara Jean gazes at Peter. He watches her closely and smiles at her. She pulls off her winter jacket and slips into the hot tub.
You're coming in your nightgown.
She moves across the hot tub and stands in front of Peter.
Hi.
There's no one like you, Covey.
Peter pulls Lara Jean onto his lap. She puts her hands on his neck. They share a tender kiss. They make out in the hot tub, pulling each other close. Later, inside the hotel, they walk together arm in arm. Peter stops and pulls Lara Jean into him. She lifts her face up towards his. They kiss.
Good night, Lara Jean.
Good night.
Lara Jean and Peter back away from each other, smiling. Lara Jean opens her hotel room door and goes inside. She flops down onto the bed and pulls the covers over her. She smiles to herself. Fade to black. Night turns to day. Lara Jean wakes up and blinks against the sunlight in her room. She rolls onto her back and rubs her nose. She opens her eyes. A smile spreads across her face. Next, Lara Jean walks onto the bus. Woo! She She hesitates and looks around. She sits next to Peter.
Hey. You didn't tell anyone about last night, did you?
No. No, that's just how people act with couples on the ski trip. Hey, I'm tired. Can I use you as a pillow?
Lara Jean nods. Peter nestles his head onto her shoulder. They close their eyes. Jen gets on the bus and stares at them before taking her seat. Later, students retrieve their gear and suitcases from underneath the bus. Jen approaches Lara Jean.
Hey, Lara Jean. So, I think it's so cool that you came out on the ski trip. Hope you had fun.
Gee, thank you, Jen, I did.
Also, I just wanted to say, I think it's really big of you for being so understanding about my friendship with Peter.
What?
Oh, I just mean, like, a lot of girls would be pretty weirded out by their boyfriend sleeping in someone else's room, but you're so trusting. I remember that about you from middle school.
Oh, God, doesn't your hair always get so greasy spending, like, 3 hours on the bus?
Jen takes a scrunchie out of her hair.
Where did you get that?
Oh, Peter gave this to me. Isn't it so cute?
I love the colors in it.
Well, have a nice day.
Peter walks up to Lara Jean.
Hi, you ready to go?
Did you go to Jen's room last night?
Yeah, but I...
And you gave her my favorite scrunchie?
Peter gives her a quizzical look.
Am I just a joke to you, Peter?
No, you're not just a joke to me. You just don't understand the situation.
Okay? I understand completely.
She shakes her head and waves her finger.
This is over in every possible way.
Hey, Lara Jean, can we just talk about this? Let me drive you home. I'll explain everything to you.
I would rather walk home. Actually, I'd rather drive myself than get into a car with you right now.
Next, Lara Jean walks into her house. She sets down her bags and takes off her jacket. She turns around and discovers Christmas decorations in the living room and a large Christmas tree with lights. Kitty enters the room and sets down a bowl.
You're home!
Kitty runs and hugs her sister. Lara Jean hugs Kitty and smiles.
Did you do this all yourself?
Well...
Hey, little sister.
Margot stands behind them on the stairs.
Oh my God!
Lara Jean hugs Margot.
Oh, I missed you so much.
I missed you.
They share a group hug. At night, they bake cookies.
Tell us about Scotland.
Okay, well, even when it's freezing out, Scottish girls still wear super short shorts and high heels when we go out to the bars and stuff.
You go to bars?
Everybody does. Legal drinking age is 18 over there.
You drink? Who is she?
She's Margot.
Are you going to invite Josh over for dinner?
Why don't we make it a girls' night?
Plus dad.
Girls' night plus dad, just family.
So that means you can't invite Peter.
Peter? I better go get that. Excuse me.
Lara Jean answers the door.
Hey, we need to talk.
Lara Jean looks over her shoulder.
Not here.
She walks outside. Peter follows.
Look, just so you know, nothing happened between me and Jen last night.
No, what happened was that you went to her room in the first place.
Yeah, look, Jen and I dated for a long time. Okay, those feelings aren't just gonna go away. I mean, we have history.
I'm tired of being second best or fake best.
No, you do not get it. Okay, last night was...
Last night was a mistake. I mean, physical stuff might not be a big deal to you, but to me it is.
Who says that it's not a big deal to me?
Says every single guy in the bus, clapping and praising you like a god, and you're just eating it up.
Okay, look,
Peter, just leave.
Josh arrives.
Can we just go inside and talk about this?
He asked you to leave, buddy.
Josh, I'm fine. Go back inside.
No, it's all right.
No. Are you serious right now?
Lara Jean's eyes dart between the two boys.
Wait, this isn't about Jen and me at all. No, this is about you and Josh. Are you kidding me? This is the reason that you broke up with me. You're still in love with this Bon Iver wannabe?
If Lara Jean broke up with you, it's probably because she's coming to the life-altering revelation that she's too good for you.
You're in love with Josh?
Margot stands on the porch.
Margot, no.
Margot drops Kitty's hand and runs inside. She slams a door in Lara Jean's face. Lara Jean turns around.
Peter, go home!
God, you were never second best.
Peter leaves. Lara Jean hangs her head. Josh stares wide-eyed.
I didn't know she was home yet.
Yeah, she finished her exams early. It was a surprise.
Josh walks next door. Peter drives away in his Jeep.
Guess I'll order a pizza.
Kitty walks inside and leaves Lara Jean alone on the porch. Next, Lara Jean lies on her bed and scowls. She gets up and tosses romance novels into a box. She grabs a handwritten contract she made with Peter. She rips it up.
Well, at least the worst is over.
She opens a message on her phone and views a video of her and Peter kissing in the hot tub. Downstairs, Kitty plays chess with her dad.
Women.
Tell me about it.
Also, checkmate.
You...
Lara Jean knocks on Margot's door.
I'm busy.
Wait, Margot, please. I need your help.
In Lara Jean's room, Margot watches the video.
Well, you're completely covered up and we only see your back. So if you hadn't been tagged, it could be anybody. And really, it's worse for Peter than it is for you.
It's never worse for the guys.
God, how did I let this happen? You're so stupid.
She flops on her bed and hugs a pillow.
Hey. LJ. Mm-hmm. We're gonna fix this. Give me the pillow. Come on.
Margot pulls Lara Jean up to a seated position.
I know you're only being nice to me because I accidentally made a sex tape and you feel bad. I do feel bad for you. But I also just don't understand why you didn't tell me that all this was happening in the first place. Because I thought you were gonna hate me. I could never hate you, Lara Jean. But when I heard what Peter said, I thought you were, like, trying to date Josh now or something. Margot, how could you think I would ever do that to you? You're my sister. Yeah, but you wouldn't even Skype with me. What am I supposed to think?
Lara Jean hangs her head and shakes it.
I wouldn't Skype with you because I was lying to every single person in my life, and I knew I couldn't lie to you. I just thought you didn't need me anymore. Are you kidding me? Look what happened when you were gone. I made a sex tape, and I haven't even had sex. Come here.
The sisters hug. Kitty stands in the doorway.
How long have you been there?
Not long. Long.
Kitty joins her sisters for a group hug.
Okay, let's make a pact. No more secrets between the Covey girls. But I have a secret too.
Kitty stares at the floor.
I sent the letters.
Lara Jean calmly looks at Kitty.
I'm gonna kill you.
Lara Jean chases Kitty and threatens her with a toy unicorn on a stick.
You look so lonely, and I can tell Peter liked you. I don't know you would do anything about it.
So you just sent all five of them?
I stopped. Chances at a boyfriend was better off!
Oh,
I must have him come over for dinner! Hurry!
Give me the unicorn.
Kitty hides in the closet.
Look, her logic was off, but her heart was in the right place.
Her face is gonna be in the wrong place!
Lara Jean, before you murder our sister, can I just ask you a question? If you really, truly didn't want those letters to be sent, then why did you address them?
Lara Jean shrugs.
It's not like I added a stamp.
Can you maybe just admit that some part of you doesn't want everything in your life to be a fantasy?
Maybe.
So, if I can forgive you for writing my boyfriend a love letter, do you think that you could forgive Kitty for sending them?
Kitty peeks out of the closet.
You owe me braid crowns for the rest of your life.
Oh, thank God. I was really hoping to make it to seventh grade.
The Coveys open Christmas presents.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't feel like Christmas knowing my hot tub escapades had gone viral. But, of course, Margo knew exactly what to do and anonymously emailed Instagram to have them take the videos down under child pornography laws. I couldn't believe I had inadvertently dabbled in porn before I lost my virginity, but It's been a strange year all around.
Okay, you're officially PG-13 again.
Margot returns Lara Jean's phone. Peter appears in a photo.
I guess I should change my background.
You could.
Or you could talk to him.
Lara Jean pins a new calendar to the wall.
New Year's Eve, a time for resolutions.
Lara Jean stands in her cluttered room.
My life was a mess, but I could clean my room.
She looks around her room and puts on a pair of headphones. Her dad and sisters watch her from the doorway.
Yep, she's cleaning.
It must be really bad.
Lara Jean stacks pillows, puts things in the closet, and picks up items from the floor.
Can you guys hang out for a little while?
Yeah, of course.
Hey.
Dr. Covey pokes his head into Lara Jean's room.
Let's go for a drive.
She removes her headphones and leaves with her dad. At the corner cafe, he selects a song on the table jukebox.
There it is, right there. You know, your mother and I used to come here all the time when we were dating.
Really? I didn't know that.
She'd play this song, then as soon as it was over, she'd play it again. You know what else she'd do? Get up, start dancing in the aisles, right where everybody's eating. I was so embarrassed, but you know what? I was also in awe of her, too. I think back and I think, man, I should have been up there dancing with her.
He opens his wallet.
Look at this.
He hands Lara Jean a photo.
Wow, this place has not changed at all.
Now, there's so much about her that I should have told you girls, but I haven't because just talking about her makes me sad.
It's okay.
It's not okay. I've relied on you and Margot too much. I know I have. You're 16. You don't have to be an adult yet. That's why I was so happy when I saw you and Peter and...
I don't want to talk about Peter right now.
Peter who?
Really?
I don't know what happened with you two, but I know how you opened up when he was around. I mean, not with us, because you've always been like that with us, but to the world. Seeing you come alive like that, you remind me of her.
He gestures to the photo of Lara Jean's mom.
Just don't hide that part of yourself, okay, honey?
Dad, I really miss her.
I know you do.
Lara Jean casts a sidelong glance to the jukebox.
Can I borrow a quarter?
Yeah.
He flips her a quarter.
Catch.
Oh.
Lara Jean catches it.
So you said that she would always play the song twice?
At least. Usually till they kick us out of here.
She smiles at her dad and selects a song. At school, Lucas, Chris, and Lara Jean walk down a hallway.
Well, I didn't hear anything about it, though.
Mm-mm. The Debate Society's New Year's Eve nitrous oxide scandal knocked it out of top spot. Okay, so that's good news, right?
Yeah.
I'm officially back to being invisible.
A crowd gathers around Lara Jean's locker. A photo from the hot tub video is taped above a message written in black marker that reads, "It's always the ones you never expect." Chris tears down the photo. Lara Jean pushes her way through the crowd. She runs into Peter in the hallway.
Whoa. Hey, what's going on?
Didn't even say it wasn't true? You just let everyone think that we had sex in the hot tub when you know we didn't? I bet you're just happy that the video leaked.
She storms away from Peter.
You gonna do something about this?
Chris shoves a photo at him.
Hey, everyone, listen up. Not that it's anyone's business, but nothing happened in the hot tub. Okay, so if I hear anybody talking about Lara Jean or that video, I'm gonna kick all of your asses. You understand?
Lara Jean turns and stares at Peter.
Nice job, Kavinsky.
Peter goes after Lara Jean.
Whoa. Look, I am really sorry, okay, about everything. If I knew who did this.
Well, I know who did it. So should you.
Okay, let me talk to her, okay?
No, this is a fight I have to handle myself.
She pushes past Peter and confronts Jen in a bathroom.
Hi. Personal space much?
I know you posted that video.
Nope. Wasn't me. But just so you know, If you're gonna have sex in a public place, you've gotta deal with the consequences.
You know, it's bad enough if a guy were to do this, but the fact that a girl did, I mean, that's despicable.
Yeah, like I said, I didn't do it. You know what? I'm really glad that someone did, though. Because finally, everyone is gonna see who you really are.
What are you talking about?
Peter, he is not as confident as he pretends to be. I am not as tough as I pretend to be. And you, Lara Jean Covey, you are not as innocent as you pretend to be. Because you kissed the boy that I liked.
Jen, you guys are broken up.
No. Before we even dated.
Are you talking about middle school?
You knew that I liked him, and you kissed him anyway.
It was spin the bottle, you psycho, and it was tongueless.
Okay, well, it wasn't tongueless to me.
Jen storms out of the bathroom.
I always thought no one was paying attention to what I was doing. That the only drama in my life was in my head. But it turns out that I wasn't as invisible as I thought.
Josh and Lara Jean sit in her living room.
So more girl left, huh?
Yeah, this Sunday. Hey, thank you for coming over.
Yeah, of course.
I feel like I owe you an explanation. See, it's like driving, okay? I can imagine myself doing it and it's fine, and then I get behind the wheel and I just completely freeze up, and then I just don't know what to do.
Okay. I don't follow.
Let me start over. You were the first boy that I ever really liked. Everyone else, all the other letters, were born out of fantasy. But yours was based off of actually really knowing you. And I guess I didn't really realize how I truly felt about you until you became Margot's boyfriend. But over time, that feeling just faded away and I missed my best friend. And it wasn't love.
I mean, why didn't you just tell me that? I feel like I would have understood.
Well, I couldn't. I didn't know until Peter.
Josh rolls his eyes and turns away.
Right. Peter.
Kitty sits on the stairs.
It was real in a different way. And I'm really sorry.
Reason to be sorry? It's like, I think I know where you're coming from. It's kind of how it was with Margot and I. You know, minus all the fake stuff. And everything else.
Did you stop loving Margot after she broke up with you?
No. I mean, not at first. At some point it changed, though. The longer she was gone, the more I understood why she ended it.
Lara Jean gives a slight nod.
Do you feel the same way about Peter?
I know you don't like him.
I like how he stood up for you today. I mean, he should have done it a lot sooner, but... And again, he's a jock, and they're slow learners.
You were such a snob.
Yeah. Look, if you miss him, then why don't you just tell him?
I can't.
And why is that?
Because if it wasn't real, then I didn't lose anyone. But if I say that it was real, and he still doesn't want me.
Kitty sneaks upstairs.
Then at least you'll know. Lara Jean, you gotta tell people how you feel when you feel it. You can't just sit up in your room writing love letters that you're never gonna send out. I mean, Peter wouldn't even be in your life if they hadn't gotten out in the first place.
Yeah, you definitely have a point. I don't know, I'm just so tired of writing love letters. It would be nice to be the one receiving them.
Lara Jean, I have something for you. Don't kill me. It's just you were always throwing those away. And I thought they were something you should keep.
You saved all these?
Kitty hands Lara Jean her letterbox, now filled with notes from Peter. Lara Jean opens a note.
Lara Jean, everyone was so impressed by your presentation in lit, but especially me. I love having a smarty pants fake girlfriend.
She picks up another note.
It's so cool how we can talk to each other about real stuff.
She smiles as she reads another note.
You look so pretty today.
You still think you haven't gotten a love letter?
Laura Jean smiles at Kitty and Josh. Next, she gets into the car. She sits in the driver's seat and takes several deep breaths. She puts on her seatbelt and heads out on the road. Her red SUV travels along the streets until she arrives at the school. She parks hastily across two parking spots and gets out of the car. She rushes across the parking lot, carrying a folded piece of paper in her hand. She marches onto the lacrosse field and past lacrosse players. Up ahead, Peter pushes a net across the field. He stops and turns around.
Hey.
Hi. I have to tell you something.
Peter walks toward her.
Okay.
I drove here.
Really?
Wow, that's
great. Congrats.
She turns to leave.
Thanks.
Whoa.
She turns back.
What's that in your hand?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, it's nothing.
Peter smiles and grabs a piece of paper from Laura Jean. His smile fades.
No, you know what? If you want me to read that, then you need to give that to me.
Can you turn around? Please?
He turns around. She unfolds a piece of paper.
Dear Peter, I need you to know that...
She pauses, looks at Peter, and taps him on the shoulder. Peter turns around. She looks into his eyes.
I need you to know that I like you, Peter Kavinsky. And not in a fake way. And so I guess that's all I came here to say.
She turns to leave.
Whoa. Don't I get to say something? The reason that I went to Jen's room that night was to tell her that it's over. Because I'm in love with you, Laura Jean. Only you.
Laura Jean smiles.
You what?
Peter grins.
Wait. How do we do this?
What do you mean?
Well, what do you put into a contract for a real relationship?
Nothing. You gotta trust. You gonna break my heart, Covey?
They stand close together and share a tender kiss.
I'd always fantasized about falling in love in a field. But I just never thought it'd be the kind where you played lacrosse. If you were
here now. They make out in the middle of the field.
That would be okay, baby, that would be fine. But when you need the dead, they go away.
They hold hands and walk together. Words appear. Directed by Susan Johnson. Screenplay by Sophia Alvarez. Based on the novel by Jenny Hahn. Executive producers Brett Boutier, Robin Marshall, Don Dunn, and Jenny Hahn. Produced by Matt Kaplan, Jordan Levine, and Dougie Cash. Co-producers Max Seemers, Jessica Held, Kelsey Jackson, Vicky Southern, and Megan Graydanis. Starring Lana Condor as Laura Jean. Noah Centineo as Peter. Janelle Parrish as Margot. Anna Cathcart as Kitty. Sancho Bachelor as Gray. Trezo Maharo as Lucas. Madeline Arthur as Chris. Amelia Baranok as Jen, with Israel Broussard as Josh, and John Corbett as Dr. Covey. To all the boys I've loved before. Kitty opens the front door. A boy in a school uniform stands on the porch.
Laura Jean, it's for you!
He holds one of Laura Jean's letters and a small bouquet of flowers. Credits, director of photography, Michael Fimignari. Edited by Philip Bartel and Joe Klotz. Production designer, Paul Joyelle. Costume designer, Rafaela Rabinovich. Music by Joe Wong. Casting by Tamara Lee Notcut, CSA. Associate producer, Warren Fisher. Unit production manager, Joyce Sawa. First assistant directors, Peter Dashkowitz, Quincy Wheeler, and Marika Richmond. Second assistant director, Eddie Hardy. Third assistant director, Jess Percy and Benjamin Gardier. Music supervisors, Lindsay Wolfington and Laura Webb. Lana Condor as Laura Jean, Noah Centineo as Peter, Janelle Parrish as Margot, Anna Cathcart as Kitty, Andrew Batchelor as Greg, Trezo Mahoro as Lucas, Madeline Arthur as Christine, Amelia Baranak as Jen, Israel Broussard as Josh, John Corbett as Dr. Covey, Kelsey Mawama as Emily, Julia Benson as Mrs. Kavinsky, Joey Pacheco as Owen, Edward Kewen as Kenny, Jordan Burchett as John Ambrose, June B. Wilde as Joan, Isabel Beach as young Laura Jean, Hunter Dillon as young Peter, Christian Michael Cooper as young Josh, Reese Fleming as young Jen, Pavel Pittock as young John Ambrose, Jeb Beach as Coach, Cameron Crosby as Guy, Yael Yerman as Tina Freshman, stunt coordinator Brett Armstrong, Laura Jean stunt double Jennifer Lee. Producers wish to thank Maxine Stern, Zachary Kaplan, Ashley Kaplan, Henry Kaplan, Andrew Glick, Orin Marshall Glick, Sheila Boutier, Mark Beanstalk, Brian Duffield, Nikki Cortez, Jenny Mariasis, Ida Zanitti, Matt Paltover. Trademark and copyright 2017 by Awesomeness, LLC. All rights reserved. Awesomeness, LLC is the author of this motion picture for the purposes of copyright and other laws. The persons and events in this motion picture are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons living or dead or to actual events is purely coincidental. This motion picture is protected under laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.